So yesterday you wanted to know, how is it that poor people can afford alcohol, whereas they can't afford anything to eat or anything, any clothes to clothe themselves? Fortunately, then this morning we are joined by Clara Monakotla, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, who's the National Community Developer and Trainer at the South African National Council of Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. Clara, good morning to you and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning and thank you for having me in your talk.
Clara, you know, our show, the Early Breakfast Show, I suppose like many other shows, is all about informing. It's all about taking what the community wants to find out about. And yesterday, we received a call about people abusing alcohol, whereas they cannot afford to abuse alcohol. Before we get to that, though, can you just tell me what is it that you do as a community development and trainer, and what is the South African National Council of Alcoholism and Drug Dependence?
SANCA stands for South African National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. We are an NGO which has about 30 centers nationally. What we focus on is prevention and treatment of substance abuse or substance use disorder. We have programs that are tailor-made for our communities. That's why we have our own community-based service centers, whereby we call them those that we call the outpatient centers. So whereby a person can go on daily basis and get treatment and go home. And then we also have inpatient facilities whereby people can be rehabilitated. It's an in-house training. So those are the services that we render. And in also those services, we also have early intervention programs and also aftercare programs. This is what SANCA does. My role at SANCA is to do mentorship programs for emerging organizations. Even if they are non-SANCAs, we capacitate those NGOs that want to start substance abuse programs. And then what I also do is to conduct trainings for communities, for governance, on governance, and also for youth, for all the members who want to know anything about substance abuse. That is my role at SANCA.
And thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. And to you listening at home, 47 minutes past four, this is the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. We're talking to Clara Monakotla, who's the National Community Development Developer and Trainer at the South African National Council of Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. And let's bring the question to the fore, Clara, though. I mean, Anwa, one of our listeners yesterday, says, you know what, Abs, it's quite interesting looking at, have you not ever wondered how the people that cannot afford to dress themselves, cannot afford to put food on the table, will always have money for alcohol? I don't know, first of all, if you'd be able to answer, where do they get the money? But also, why does alcohol become the scapegoat? Clara, are you still with us?
Am I still on air?
Yeah, sorry. Now you're still back on air now. Did you hear my question?
All right. Yes, I did.
Okay.
You know what is happening is that substance use disorder, it's a disease. You know, it's a brain disease that, you know, affects the way your brain functions or how your body normally functions. And then sometimes it affects even your way of thinking. You know, it demotivates you. You don't even think straight. You know, you do things that are quite different when you have reached that chronic stage whereby now your body has already tolerated the substance for you to get by on daily basis. Hence, we call it, I think the normal word that normally people use is addiction, where a person now is addicted and then cannot function without a use or even using any type of substance. So remember, in order for a person to escape to all the problems and other social problems that a person is having surrounding him, whether it's work-related, family-related, health-related, or any other problem, they want to have a route to escape. So for them to use alcohol, they see it's a better option because it makes them become relaxed. And then they behave in a certain way so that they can forget about the problems that they're encountering. We don't say that maybe, for example, poverty, it is a cause of substance use disorder or addiction. But we're saying that it is a contributory factor, because I want to escape from the problem that I'm having, so I can be able, I use alcohol in order for me to forget the problems that I have. So that is the reason why they can be able to do so, because immediately I can't even think straight. I can even go and make a loan to be able to maintain my habit. Remember, if you are now addicted, or your body is now tolerating, now you are dependent on the substance, you must be able to have it every time. Immediately you don't have it, there are withdrawal symptoms. You are starting to become irritable. You're starting to have physical symptoms that wants you to have another fix. Hence, you see that they make sure that they can do anything in order for them to be able to go and buy another fix.
You know, Clara, while you mentioned something here, you said that, you know, alcoholism is a disease, and, you know, and, yes, you know, these people can't help themselves. I can almost see, yes, some of our listeners who maybe are of nature like my father was. My father never wanted to accept those sort of things and said that, no.
Yes.
If you're saying it's a disease, what you're saying is that he or she does not have control over this. And, you know, some of our listeners and like so many people believe that if it's a problem, you have the mental ability to get over that and sort yourself out. Use that money to start a small business, or even if it's selling sweets and trying to get yourself out of poverty.
Yes, those are the things those are the alternatives in terms of our programs that we can be able to encourage them to have alternative ways of dealing with their problems that they have. But remember, that's why we think that it's a behavioral problem. Then it's a psychological problem whereby it affects the central nervous system, the way of thinking. But immediately a person comes to his senses and he becomes motivated that, you know, I have a problem, and accepts that I have a problem, then this is where now he can be able to go the route of recovery, can be able to make alternative positive thoughts, or even positive thinking, or having plans concerning his or her future or his health. You know, it does affect the physical, you know, physical symptoms are visible. Alcoholism really, it does affect everything in the body, and not necessarily physically. It also affects the next person that you are living with. It does affect the work where you are working, because it doesn't make you like a focused person. As I'm saying, that it's a brain disease, it affects the way your body normally functions and your brain normally functions. It will make sure that it hinders, it impacts you negatively on your performance. It impacts you negatively on how you relate with other people. You become aggressive, you become anxious, you become become sick, because this is a disease that needs to be treated before it becomes a chronic disease. Remember, you cannot become addicted when you are using alcohol immediately or in a week's time, but it's a gradual disease. It builds up, And as they always say, that I'm in control, you know, I can control myself if I can only have one glass or one tot. And the others will say, no, the doctor said I must drink one glass of wine every day. But that disease, it's building up. It's building up on daily. It's building up. And then after some few years, you find that the person is suffering from liver cirrhosis. The person is suffering from other ailments that are affecting him, you know, physically. Yeah. Not knowingly that the alcohol is causing a disease in the body.
Yeah. So, Clara, yes, what I'm getting here is that, you know what, as much as we look at these individuals that have no food, have no clothes, they will fight. Yes. They will do anything to get that alcohol, and they'll find the money for it. The reason for that is they simply want to escape, and they can't help it on their own. Clara, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much. Clara Monakola, Sanka's National Community Developer. And